dripping is toxic. New York dripping is straight out the faucet. Getting body in that carpet. I be too stiff, I give him the highs. Time I slide and I screw the tip and shoot him in silence. Yeah. Brand new coupe, no mileage. I show the gang and we high fiving.
Gang. Take off. They go up, pop. Now leaving until we see somebody drop. Red, blue, and white, oh, they go to cops. Take them on the chase, cause we never stop. 12. I just been getting up cheese a lot. Jeez. We the one got the block fever hot. I caught a Larry Holmes. Why? I caught a spatula mic cause it beat the booth. Get you a bag on your own. Never let nobody see you not. Never. Lead the block. Get caught up, can't lead the block. Making no profit, but you need to stop it. Get out, leave the block. Go. They said when you make it, don't go back. No. But need to come on. Count up a ticket, I knew I would get it. Count. Call up the plug and they tell me to send it. They think I'm a menace, ain't leaving no witness. Just pop me a perk behind a minute. Right. Said they won't smoke, well, fuck it, let's get it. Boom. Be thinking they got, they tripping. Everything cool. Somebody end up missing.
Light it up for a 50 ball. Then I spend it on you. And my charm like a crystal ball. When I pull up, make a wish. Making a profit. Big boy, yeah, narcotics. Pull me a drink and it's toxic. New York dripping it straight out the faucet. Pull me a drink and it's toxic. New York dripping it straight out the faucet. Getting body in that carpet. I be too stiff, I give him the highs. Each time I slide and I screw the tip and shoot him in silence. Brand new coupe, no mileage. I show the gang and we high fiving.
Wrong for the motherfucking vibes.
I got my DNA official, Gucci and Louis, that's all what I'm here for. I spin it back when I step out the venue. Look at the drip on this cap for the menu. Just look at the way that I'm dressing, flawless. What's to the set, I'm important. She said my pocket, she said it's enormous. Yeah, baby, father, a tourist. I got my DNA official, Gucci and Louis, that's all what I'm here for. I spin it back when I step out the venue. Look at the drip on this cap for the menu. Just look at the way that I'm dressing, flawless. What's to the set, I'm important. She said my pocket, she said it's enormous. Yeah, baby, father, a tourist.
Real big bang, let's get it. Words of the gang, I'm with it. Yeah, bang. Ooh, real bad to my sex. You might let me hit it. Ooh, fell in love my Glock. My FNO is pretty. Ooh, still in love my block. My gang don't get busy. Yeah, high my order peak. Don't jump in the water with me. Ooh, big dog, they know I'ma eat. I went down, but I'm still at the lead. Yeah, got it. Why for the snakes? King of the zoo, I run with the apes. I need the extra, show I'm a straight. Ain't want no money, I'm showing up late. Yeah, bang.
I got my DNA official, Gucci and Louis. That's so what I'm
yeah,
I spin it back when I step out the venue. Look at the drip on this cap for them gang. Just look at the way that I'm dressing, flawless. What's to the set, I'm important.
Yeah,
she said my pocket, she said it's enormous. Yeah, baby, father, a tourist. I got my DNA official, Gucci and Louis. That's so what I'm
yeah,
I spin it back when I step out the venue. Look at the drip on this cap for them gang. Just look at the way that I'm dressing, flawless. What's to the set, I'm important. She said my pocket, she said it's enormous. Yeah, baby, father, a tourist. Watch who you step in. I got a whip with a weapon. Got too many bottles with numbness. This section, what's it again? They want smoke, we address it. Tell me your motive, drift for the night, you can't swim in this ocean. Carry my money, dude, we got a toast. And they do not want to rechange like emotions. Get let it up, cause I'm interactive and I've been in the film. Know that I'm with the action. We gon' score, then we get a basket. That's a stain on my blood, tell my game, we gon' split the faction. Been outside like I studied biology. Same switch, but I knew that ironically. Give them shots if that dude try to lie to me. See, I get money that they try to plot on me. Gang. I got my DNA official, Gucci and Louis, that's all what I'm
gang.
I spin it back when I step out the venue. Look at the drip on this cap for them gang. Just look at the way that I'm dressing, flawless. What's to the set, I'm important. She said my pocket, she said it's enormous. Yeah, baby, father, a tourist. I got my DNA official, Gucci and Louis, that's all what I'm
gang.
I spin it back when I step out the venue. Look at the drip on this cap for them gang. Just look at the way that I'm dressing, flawless. What's to the set, I'm important. She said my pocket, she said it's enormous. Yeah, baby, father, a
DJ Moon, one in the building. You know how we do things, the morning detour. That UK flow flooded.
Don't tell me you love me when you really don't. My younger got fired, can't be looking bold. You can do some checks, they can always vouch. I ain't let them down, came up from the couch. Buy another house, shopping for a couch. All they do is play, I don't wanna play. Boy,
new
pagay. Time will never wait.
Everything changes, say that they love you, I know that they fake.
The things that I've seen, the risk that I took, the risk that I'll take.
Christian Dior, Audemars plane, the pinky a crane, I flooded the chain.
Audemars Piguet, this the new age, she will never change.
I flooded the chain, this shit like a lake, we running the game, you pressing the brakes. She loving the fame, I'm hiding my face, I'm here with the woes. This shit never changed. Ooh, I'm back on the mains, I'm back in the lanes. I'm serving them bricks, but this ain't cocaine, nah. I'm serving the waves, they know how I came.
Take a plane out to the world. I came for work, my season first. Dirty hands, I clean them off. I'm in the test to fight them off. Fight my demons toe to toe. 36 has got to go. May God forgive, but I'ma get to all of this. Pedal to the metal, I don't drive no stick. White, brown, green, go freeze like a pig. I'm gonna buy a second home for the fam, I'ma go do it. We gon' make it out of here. For the guys, I'm gonna do it. Bitch, it's a must that I get right to it. Panamera, fair facts, how I do it. G-Wag, Metal Rose, how I do it. Shit goes when I come to the ends. And they shocked and they also unsure how you do it. I'ma tell you how I did it. Didn't take part in no gimmicks. Trap house always vacant. Bagging up with precision. They say you can't come and disturb my peace, cause I put him on mute. Callable pricks that I tap to sit down with the tea and believe with the news.
I was OT with a whole gang trying to get rich. Had a Z in my shoe. Now I get paid for the whole week by my son.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
It's The Morning Detour with Wheezy, Moonchaser, and Larina. So I have coming up the culture and entertainment news for this week. Mm-hmm. So there is a lot of stuff happening this weekend. So first, I would like to mention Be Fly, which is something I just discovered. It is a 5 unique activity area in a magical environment designed especially for kids. So they have a few things. They have a butterfly aviary, which, you know, I love butterflies. An indoor treetop course, a play area on 3 levels, climbing zone, so you could do some rock climbing, and a maze of mirrors. So this is located at Quartier Distance, which is at 9500 Boulevard Le Duc in Brossard, Quebec. You do have to make reservations online in order to go, and you can make the reservations at bfly.ca, which is bfly.ca. Another thing that's coming up soon is the Just for Last Festival, which is coming at the end of July. I think it's July 26th to July 31st. It's going to be a mixture of virtual and in-person shows. There'll be shows in Montreal, New York City, and LA. Mm-hmm. And it will have some of our favorite comedians like Donnell Rawlings, Kevin Hart, Earthquake, Rodney Ramsey, and Alonzo Bowden. So if you are interested in any of the shows and you want to purchase tickets, you go to festival.hahaha.com/en for English, and you can get your tickets. Another thing, shout out to my friend Cammy, who is the owner of Elusive Co., which is a high-end luxury travel concierge service. She is having a group trip for whitewater rafting. So okay. If anybody's interested, you can sign up to spend a weekend in Ottawa to enjoy whitewater rafting from August 6th to August 8th. You could reserve at elusiveco.com, which is ELLUSIVECO.com. It's a small group, so they're only taking 6 adults. So if you do want to go, you have to reserve right away. And it includes your domestic flight, tips and gratuities, optional activities, meals, transportation, all-inclusive rafting experience, a 2-night, 3-day accommodation in a 4-star hotel, a personal chef, and then, of course, you're with the intimate group, so you get to network with like-minded individuals,
okay,
and it'll be a good time.
Well, you know, I like the personal chef. That sounds like a good look right there.
All of her events are very, like, high-end, very professional, and she goes all out for her clients, so definitely check it out. She has a lot of trips coming up in 2022, which I won't mention, but they sound super dope, so definitely check her out. This weekend as well, the cookout is happening for the People Entertainment on Saturday, July 3rd at Angrenial Park, starting at 3 p.m. There's going to be food, music, and local vendors. It is a BYOB event, so you could check that out. Another thing that's happening soon is a pop-up shop with Womanpreneur and Rising Queens. They will be having a pop-up shop on Saturday, July 7th from 12 to 7 p.m. at Caribbean Food Factory, which is at 5311 Boulevard de Maisonneuve West. It is a cash-only event, and you can go there to support local vendors in the beauty market. Men and women's clothing will be there, health products, desserts, jewelry, and so much more. So definitely check that out. Desta is also launching something called La Maison Onyx, which is an initiative to showcase Black chefs. They will have a kiosk starting on July 7th at Marché Jean Talon. The kiosk will run as both a fundraiser and a platform to increase visibility of Black chefs and restaurants. So that's on July 7th that it starts. There is the MTL on Arts Festival, which is from June 30th to July 4th. There will be live visual arts, paintings on furniture, portrait artists, children's gallery exhibitions, and there will be a lot of artwork on sale. So you can check that out, mtlonarts.com. They'll also have probably a parade happening over the weekend, too, if you want to check that out. It's on St. Catherine in the Village.
Oh, it's going down, boy. Montreal. There's a lot of things going on in St. Catherine. You didn't hear they want to put up all these screens to watch the hockey game? And now we're down 0-2 to Tampa Bay, defending champions. I don't know what's going on with the Montreal Canadiens. But they want to put screens all over the place. Social distancing is not important. And you could destroy police cars if you like hockey. That's the Montreal way.
The hockey life is totally different. I don't get it. I'm not a big hockey fan, so maybe I just don't understand. But yeah, it's different. This past week, a lot has happened with Versus. So we had the Bow Wow versus Soulja Boy on the 26th, which was everything that I imagined and more. I loved it. Thursday was Key Sweat versus Bobby Brown, which is a big thing with the Essence Festival. So that is super dope. And then also this week, there was, it didn't happen yet, but there's talks about Nori versus Beanie Siegel.
Woo! Woo! So, the streets gonna come out, boy! Yeah!
If that happens, I'll be super excited. Nori went off this week going at Beanie Siegel, which he had Jay-Z call him and tell him, like, he needs to relax.
Jay-Z had to tell him, cool. Because, yo, you seen Siegel. When Siegel gets busy, what's... Yo, one in hip-hop, one of the best battles ever was Beanie Siegel versus Jada Kiss. That was, like, when two real dudes go after each other, you're like... They're going to be one end to this, but gladly, you know, they respectfully ended their profit and, you know, they kept it on wax. But Beanie Siegel is one of the best street lyricists of all time.
Yeah, no, he is a great lyricist. Nori's saying it's not about lyricists for verses, it's about hits. Nori says he has all the hits and all the genres, club hits, everything. So it will be very entertaining, those two. So if that does happen, I can't wait for it. Another thing, if you are still looking for a job, MTL blog lists that Google has some jobs available that only requires a bachelor's degree. So if you're interested, you can apply for jobs such as a software developer intern or just a software developer, an analyst, government affairs and public policy. They have a job for a cloud data developer. They also have one for an enterprise field sales representative. And they are also looking for a communications manager in community affairs for YouTube. So if ever you wanted to work at Google or in tech, you could definitely go to careers.google.com and apply now for these jobs that are in Montreal. And also, what's happening, entertainment news. There's a lot that happened this week as well.
Oh, boy.
So first up, Bill Cosby. He's a free man.
When I saw the news report, Lorena, I was in the hotel, and I'm seeing all the channels are talking about Bill Cosby, and I'm seeing Bill Cosby, then I'm seeing other channels with some of his accusers crying. And I'm like, okay, I thought you guys locked him up, and now he's free, and now it's some kind of loophole. What's going on?
Listen, we said hashtag free Britney. They said no, hashtag free Bill. I don't know what happened. So Bill Cosby, who is now 83 years old, will walk out of Pennsylvania State Prison a free man after the Pennsylvania State Supreme Court issued an opinion to vacate his conviction. So back in 2018, he was convicted of 3 aggravated indecent assault accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And the court deemed the elderly man inmate a sexual violent predator for posing an imminent safety risk to women. So he was also denied parole because he would not attend the sexual violent predator course. So throughout this whole time, he claimed that he was innocent. So he did not take those courses because I guess he felt if he did,
yeah,
he was basically saying that it is true what he did.
Yeah.
So then Bill Cosby had appealed to the court in December. The Supreme Court agreed to review 2 aspects of the case that Cosby's lawyers challenged. So the first involved the judge's decision to let prosecutors call 5 other accusers. And then the other one, and this is the one I think that really got him set free, is the other examined Cosby's argument that he had an agreement with a former prosecutor,
right,
that could never be charged.
Damn. Yeah, so that's when some of his accusers are saying he's not being released because he's innocent. He's being released on a technicality.
Yes, because they messed up.
Now, his famous co-host from the Bill Cosby Show, Felicia Rashad.
Yes.
I have to condemn her, man. Like, no, not condemn her in a bad way, but I have to, you know what I mean? She's been supporting him all throughout this. She's been consistent with her take on it. Free Bill Cosby. I don't know, man. You know what I mean? I don't know how I feel about it. You know, there's accusers. People say he did stuff. He said he said he didn't do stuff. Who am I supposed to believe?
Well, that's the thing that's really tricky. So she did tweet as soon as the news came out. She said, finally, a terrible wrong is being righted. A miscarriage of justice is corrected. And then she got dragged through the mud. So then she also tweeted, I fully support survivors of sexual assault coming forward. My post was in no way intended to be insensitive to their truth. Personally, I know from friends and family that such abuse has lifelong residual effects. My heartfelt wish is for healing. So she is sticking to her side that she does fully support him and that he is an innocent man. But it's a little tricky. And also to the school that she's a part of, because she's a dean at Howard University. They had to also make a statement as well that they don't support.
You know, she got called into the principal's office. And this is what's so sticky about society now. You know, before social media, you could have had your profession, you could have had your ideals and had, you know, your kind of ideologies about whatever you want. But now everything is so kind of meshed in together now. Everything's so intertwined. You can't even be yourself anymore. You got to watch everything you tweet, especially if you have a high professional position. It feels like we're walking through life just walking on eggshells now.
I mean, it's not really walking on eggshells, but you just have to know, I find, especially not... I'm not saying this based on the Bill Cosby case. I'm just saying in general in life, I feel like people are just quick to cancel people. Like, right. You're not allowed to have an opposing opinion, which I think is bad. I don't feel like everybody should agree on the same thing. I feel like people having opposing opinions are actually good sometimes. Yeah. And then it helps us think more critically and then do the work ourselves to research things and be open-minded. So I get that a lot of people feel uneasy and they don't want to give their opinion because they don't want to feel attacked.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is something that needs to be worked on. But yeah, this is crazy, especially for someone with so much on her plate, so much to lose. I mean, there has to be something there for her to be like, no, this man would never, right? But I don't know.
Well, you know, our generation, you know, we kind of caught the tail end, you know, all of, you know, we're born in the late 80s and, you know, we came up on the Fresh Prince and the Martin, but for our sisters and them, they came up on the Cosby Show. And then you had the derivative, which was The Different World. And for all of us in the Black culture, this was our blueprint to like how to move in a family setting, how to move with siblings, how, like, it gave us like a look at, yo, we can go to college and university and stuff like that. So it's so tough because Bill Cosby has been so instrumental in fatherhood and uplifting Black culture that it really hurts that he has this asterisk next to his name. We can never, you know, they did the same thing to Tiger, did the same thing to Kobe, the late great. It's just tough, man. The land of public opinion. I feel like we're in like ancient Greece and we're all gladiators in the arena. It's like, okay, thumbs up or thumbs down. Cancel culture. It's crazy.
No, it is. It really is crazy. But then it has you think too, like, why do we put these people on such a high pedestal when they're just regular people?
Yeah.
So it's something to think about. But moving on, another thing that made headlines this week is Rockefeller. So, Dame Dash, he planned to sell an NFT of the Reasonable Doubt copyright at an auction on the platform Super Farm, which was set to take place between June 23rd and June 25th. Rockefeller claimed it sent letters to Super Farm and Dame Dash stating that the sale was improper and requesting the auction to be canceled. While Super Farm did cancel the sale, the label maintained that Dash is in the process of finding another venue to consummate this improper transaction. So Rockefeller Records has sued its co-founder, Dame Dash, for allegedly trying to mint and sell the copyright for Jay-Z's Reasonable Doubt as a non-fungible token, NFT. A judge has ruled in favor of Rockefeller Records and prohibited Dame Dash from minting and selling Jay-Z's Reasonable Doubt as an NFT. So,
it's the rock. Hove, listen, man. Hove and Dame's relationship. You know, I'm a big Rockefeller guy. I follow this story very intimately as part of my urban childhood. The fall of the rock, man, is one of the hardest things in life for me, man.
Yep.
Because Dame Dash, like, as much as people, you know, most people are gonna side with Jay-Z. You know, however you feel about it, you know, he's the biggest star. He's he's, you know, he's the guy that's in front of the cameras. But a lot of the things that were, you know, if you go back and you watch backstage, a lot of the things, someone has to be the bad guy when you're in business, right? And mm-hmm. Dame Dash fulfilled that bad guy role. He was just as instrumental to the success of the Jay-Z that we know now and the Rockefeller brand. It just sucks that when they parted ways and Jay-Z went and he became the head of Def Jam and, you know, Dame felt like, you know, Liar Cohen got into his head and all that. It just sucks, man, you know, to see business relationship go that sour when they had built for so many years such a great crew, it being Rockefeller. It's just sad, man. I think this situation right here that you just mentioned, it's going to further, you know, this is going to deepen the crack and the divide between Jay-Z and Dame Dash.
It definitely will, because there are claims that Jay-Z is trying to sell Reasonable Doubt as an NFT as well. But then another thing that is really crappy for Dame Dash is that the lawyer representing Rockefeller is Mr. I think his name Shapiro or something like that. Yeah. But he's Jay-Z's personal lawyer as well. So it's kind of one-sided in the courtroom.
You think it's a conflict of interest?
Yes, I do. And
Lorena's going for the bar this summer. I'm just letting y'all know. Lorena's getting that lawyer tag on her. I can see you being a lawyer.
I've been told that before, but I am not doing that. But I did feel it was a little one-sided. The lawyer made a statement saying that Dame Dash tried to backtrack, claiming he intended to sell only a one-third interest in Rockefeller. And for reasons unknown, Superfarm misunderstood his intentions. The lawyer claimed that's an obvious lie, but nonetheless, it's irrelevant here.
Yeah.
So hopefully this gets resolved, because it does hurt as a hip-hop fan, as a fan of Rockefeller Records and all that they've built. It does suck. It does hurt when you see that they're like beefing like this. So...
You know, it's okay. I blame Cameron. He should have never... Oh, my gosh. Because, you know, we ain't going to go into it here, but you know when the beef stems from. When Jay-Z and Beyonce went on that famous vacation, and then while Jay and B was on that vacation, he brought in Cam and them and, like, gave Cam, like, this high position, and Jay was like, I wasn't feeling that. And that's when you start seeing the cracks. They say, you know, state property went one way. And the whole Kanye thing, too. Dame did bring Kanye to Jay, but obviously... Kanye attached himself to Jay, and that's his own back and forth as well. It's crazy. Rockefeller should come up. They gotta do another movie again. They did Follow the Rock. They gotta do another one. There's so much things there.
Definitely. I would love to see a movie about that. But let's end on a good note. Yeah. So another thing that made headlines this week that I thought was super dope was Richard Hutchins. He is an artist, a painter, who previously done work for Richard Pryor, Muhammad Ali, and Marvin Gaye.
Right.
But throughout his life, he had a lot of setbacks, and he's actually stopped painting after his art studio in Santa Monica burned down, and he turned homeless. But this past Easter Sunday, he bumped into Two Chainz's former manager, Charlie Rocket, at a grocery store in Los Angeles. And if you know Charlie Rocket, he has like energy for days. He's like Mr. Positivity. So he started a conversation with Richard and got to know his story. And him and Charlie Rocket and his team, the Dream Machine, wanted to help him out. So they went, they set up a website for Richard, and they even had his work showcased at the Sofitel, where actually Dame Dash and a lot of other supporters came out and supported him and his paintings. So Richard has recently sold paintings to Oprah, Steve Harvey, 2 Chainz, and more. Hollywood is also looking to turn his life story into a movie.
Whoa.
And, yeah, so he made, I think in one day, he made like over $50,000 from his painting. So his life literally changed in a week.
It's all about who you know, man. It's all about who you know. This game is all, this game is all a popularity contest. Look how his life changed. Had he not gone to the grocery store that day at that time and linked up with Charlie Rocket, things could change in an instant, man. Keep pushing,
well, Richard was outside the it's crazy because he was outside the grocery store, and Charlie Rocket actually tried to go to Target, and for some reason Target was closed down. He's like, I don't even know how Target got closed down. Like, it's never closed.
Target's never closed.
Exactly. So he had to go to a different grocery store, and that's where Richard was. And Richard was joking around with him, saying, like, hey, let me drive your car. And they started a conversation. And a week later, he's on his way to, like, making so much money, getting his own home and everything. So Richard did say that he wants to go back to Skid Row, which is a famous area in Los Angeles that has a lot of homeless. And he wants to be able to help other homeless people that are there. So I thought this story was really dope and wanted to share it with you guys because, yeah, I was so amazed that the man's life changed in literally, like, 5 days.
Woo, boy. They said they said Jay-Z did the blueprint in a week, too. All you need is five, boy. Oh, beautiful thing. Thank you so much, Lorena. Great, great community updates at Entertainment News. Keep a lock a little later in the show. We still have a great interview with freelance videographer Lance Daniel. He has a short film about his brand, No Regard, featuring at Scotiabank Theater downtown on July 15th. So I'm going to speak to him about his project, how he brought everything together, and all of that good stuff. So, you know, it's the morning detour. It's Weezy's birthday. Moon one in the building. It's the mighty CKT 90.3 FM. Let's play some more of my choice selection. Oh, you already know what's coming. You already know I'm going to do things. DJ Moon one, I'm loaded.
Good morning detour on CKUT
90.3. Montreal, my city. Celebrate with me this Friday.
Ready to not go happy.
It's cancer season.
And you had that tight dress on.
It's my birthday.
I saw you last night at the club.
It's the mighty CKUT.
Even though I had my dark shades on.
Burn a boy in Georgia.
I'm in the middle of the street. How did I ever let you leave? Oh no. Why did I drink this Hennessy? And I don't know what come over me. And I just want to make me come party. Don't want to lose it to nobody, no. My body no go free. And I don't know what come over you. As you see me, so I know about you. I swear to God, you can come out too. You can come out too. Don't be smarting, cause something I've been wanting. I might just drunk or something. I'm in love, like a monkey. A junkie for your love. I must be high or something. But now it doesn't really matter because I'm in the middle of the street. How did I ever let you leave? Oh no. Why did I drink this Hennessy? And I don't know what come over me. And I just want to make me come body. Don't want to lose it to nobody, no. My body no go free. And I don't know what come over you. As you see me, so I know about you. I swear to God, you could come out to you. You could come out to you.
I feel if I did not believe you. I can't take this kind of storm. I can't take what's lies anymore. What's trying for me? Playing with you. Maybe you're junk, or maybe I'm too. Maybe you're a sufferer, a soldier, killer of your own heart. If you treat me kinda, kept me close, up, will we still part? Isn't easy with me. Drink it just to loosen myself up from what I kinda shouldn't be. But now I'm in the middle of the street. How did I ever let you leave? I don't know. Why did I drink this Hennessy? Yeah.
And I don't know what come over me. And I just want to make me come body. Don't want to lose it to nobody, no. My body no go free. And I don't know what come over you. As you see me, so I know about you. I swear to God, you could boom my two. Oh, you could boom my two.
Hey, mommy, you so fine. I'm not here to waste your time. No, it's gonna take some time, but me day up patiently, I wait in line. Love in the way how you wind. Back it up, pretty fierce, how your shape combine. When you come around, girl, I'll be your sunshine. Back it up, brace in front time.
Yeah. Shake it, dolly. Shake it, move it. Shake it, mommy.
Mueve tu bam bam.
Shake it, move it. Shake it, dolly. Shake it, mommy.
Mueve tu bam bam.
Shake it.
mueve tu bam bam.
Dale, move it, mami.
Mueve tu bam bam.
Love how you take care of yourself, senorita. Hourglass shape, I'm in love off your feature. Girl, you full of class, me substitute teacher. Your body turn up louder than speaker. You are not no goalie, but you are for me keeper. Make me kick off the love like FIFA. Got me falling way deeper. Girl, draw the chair and sit down on the seat. Baby, take me to another heights like Rafa. Singing on your ears, melodies from Aretha.
Hey, mommy, you so fine. I'm not here to waste your time. Know it's gonna take some time, but me there patiently, I wait in line. Love in the way how you wind, back it up pretty face how your shape combine. When you come around, girl, I pure sunshine. Back it up, brace in front time.
Now, shake it, darling. Move it, shake it, mommy.
Mueve tu bam bam,
shake it. Move it, shake it, darling. Shake it, mommy.
Mueve tu bam bam,
shake it.
Mueve tu bam bam,
shake it, dale, jiggle, move it, shake it, mami.
Yeah. Mami, wine and jiggle it, brace it, bubble. Touch it, dance, bro, y'all are instant trouble. I feel like you're down enough in me wings and cuddle me. Me glad you know from ever since, man, love you. In it, doing it, baby, all or nothing. It drive me crazy like a car start button. She looking at me like she wants to start something.
My pants start up, ma.
Okay, no.
Hey, mommy, you so fine. I'm not here to waste your time. No, it's gonna take some time, but me there patiently, I wait in line.
Love in the way how you wind. Back it up with the face how your shape combine. When you come around, girl, I'll be your sunshine. Back it up, baby.
Homies. The very first day of summer. All grown down in a Hummer Bay. Me and my people be rolling. Dreaming on you and your homies. Me and my people be rolling. All calm down and I'm a big, I'm a big.
I'm like, whoa, nah. She want wine with a boss. Why can't I spark in the dance? Champagne, not wine, that's class. Nah. We don't have to go to the bar. Smoke, but I don't smoke in my car. Just done 200 on the autobahn. Like, vroom, came a long way from the slum. Straight out of Birmingham. Glass full of rum. Girl, one share, pum, pum. It's for the lads, I don't really want none. Rolling. Whole of the gang, them patrolling. I'm in the dance in my coat end. I ain't gas, but I just said it. Now I'm floating.
Me and my people be rolling.
Dreaming
on you and your homies. Me and my people be rolling.
You know I could talk my way into sacred places. I know I just play my snake, it is son of Satan. They say my, you stole my time, I say time's a wasting. Don't you cry, I just wipe your eyes, I know what you're thinking. Silver tongue, she call me cocky man, I say my head level.
No matter what, you can be slick with the talk. If I'm willing, I will let you know. And if you are serious about your feelings, surely the loving will show. You want to see me, just to give me one deep of the tip, get inny. Just a minute, you take the broken on me. Cause me not make your way too long. You won't let me go. I will love you one thing more. Lock down the devil in a hole. I say go bring flames to me soul. Shen Yang.
Silver tongue, she call me cocky man, I say my head level. Silver tongue, she call me cocky man, I know I'm in.
nothing like a good draw from Jamaica. Every hard man tell you where's his best. When in Cali get that humble county, bring all of your troubles and your stress. I'm just gonna blaze away my pain. I'm just gonna blaze away today. All I'm gonna need is a light to get me through this night. Blaze away, I say. I just get a pound from Arizona. Arizona. It a kick up like Romario. Si Colombiano, Mexicano. Con el verde y el morado. I'm just gonna blaze away my pain. I'm just gonna blaze away. All I'm gonna need is a light to get me through this night. Blaze away, I say.
Yeah. Watch out. Two pound when my friend just ship over. Kick off the nose, yeah. Bring that come closer. Real ganja, baby for me not stroller. New York say wait, must a puff in the snow, yeah.
Anyway, when me de, Zion a go send it. Need me little pass to fit up in a me energy. See the bad mind that we for how we go send me. Oh, fire I'm on the enemy. I'm just gonna blaze away my pain. I'm just gonna blaze away. All I'm gonna need is a light to get me through this night. Blaze away, I say.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Le Festival International de Nuit d'Afrique, presented by TD Bank, invites you to their 35th anniversary this summer. Join us for this world music event, a 13-day celebration from July 6th to the 18th. This innovative edition takes place in venues, outdoors, and online, a fusion of past and present, rich in history and in new musical discoveries. Discover the surprises. For more information and tickets, go to festivalnuitdafrique.com.
Are you a tenant in Montreal? Do you have questions about your rights? Your local housing committee can help. To find the housing committee for your neighborhood or for more resources, go to www.rclalq.qc.ca.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, Montreal, my city. Welcome back to The Morning Detour. Weezy Mo Chase in the building. You know, I always gotta do these great interviews. This gentleman I'm about to bring on the show, he might be the next Michael Bay. He might be the next Steven Spielberg. Tyler Perry's gonna have to call him up. You know, we had Troy Crosby on the show. I'm about to link this guy up with him. He has a movie that's gonna feature at Scotiabank. I've never met a brother that featured a movie downtown Scotiabank Theater, July 15th. It's going down. I want to bring to the show videographer, entrepreneur, Mr. Lance Daniel. How you doing, King?
I'm very good. Thank you for having me. That was a great setup. Well said.
Okay.
I appreciate you, brother.
Listen, man, I'm here for the culture. So you have this movie called No Regard coming out on July 15th. Yes. But it's an origin story of your brand called No Regard. So let's open up there. What's No Regard about and how did you get started?
No Regard was something that myself and two of my friends used to just say in passing conversation. One friend takes your juice and drinks it all. You'd be like, brother, you have no regard. Come on. You couldn't So then we joined a recreational flag football league, which is called Flag Plus Football, which is the biggest recreational flag league in the world. So when we, when we entered it, we had to choose a name, right? So our name was between Ground Up or No Regard. And we said, you know what? No Regard is in our slang anyway, so let's just call it No Regard. And then it kind of got a life of its own. We previously we made hip hop and R&B music. So when you enter the world of sports, where the way Flag Plus works, right, it's the biggest league in Canada because you have CFL players that play in there for conditioning. Like, you have a lot of Concordia Stinger players that play in the league. It's a super competitive league, you know. Uh-huh. But for us being music artists that are talking, we're posting in the world of sports,
yeah,
it'll rub people the wrong way, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we kept winning. We kept winning.
You guys are giving it to them. Yeah, yeah. We like winners on the show. We like winners on the show.
You know? That's sports. If you could talk it and you could back it up,
that's what's all about.
You got something good going on, you know? So we kept winning, and it just took a life on its own. People started to resent it at first, and then we kept pushing it, and we kept winning. We won a championship, and then we got picked up Nick Diaz from the UFC. Shout out to him. He was the first one to rock the No Regard merchandise with nothing but love.
Woo.
And then it just became something that just branched off. It started off as a, you know how a mother told me, she said, oh my goodness, you know, I'm a sports mom, so I really can't wait to see her movie. This is basically a league just like that, you know, where kids, teenagers just go in, but we left the mark and we were able to cross over into mainstream.
Listen, I like how organic everything seemed to come together for No Regard. You guys start off with just a slang amongst you and your friends, and then you guys enter this flag football thing, and now it became this whole thing. You got Nick Diaz rocking it. It's a good look.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It's consistent work, right? Day one, you never really see the light. You're just seeing blackness in the tunnel. But as long as you're moving forward, eventually you'll see a little bit of light. And that's what it was. It was persistency. And that's what No Regard means to me. Some people might hear No Regard and think it means ruthlessness. It's in the eyes of the beholder.
Right.
But to me, it means relentlessness. It means perseverance. It means having no regard for the opinions and limitations people set on you.
Woo.
And just having no regard and just accomplishing it and getting it done.
Well,
getting
listen,
it done. That's what the movie's all about.
I love that positive attitude. So, okay, let's talk about this movie. You were putting this together during the pandemic. And I know a lot of creatives are trying to figure out, how can I still stay in tune? How can I still keep my feet going, right? Because we're not going to be in this pandemic forever. And you want to be prepared as soon as everything opens up with all your initiatives and all your entrepreneurship, right? So talk to me about the movie No Regard. Who's in it? How did you put it together? Do you have a background in cinema as well?
I don't have a background in cinema. As a kid, I watched a lot of wrestling.
Yeah.
And I think I could identify it to their video montages always attracted me.
Mm-hmm.
So when I would see a video montage of my favorite wrestler, Hurt, as a kid, you're like, you remember the music that went with it, what you were seeing. And as I got older, to this day, if I play some of those songs that they use, it brings me automatically back. So I learned early that music has an emotional attachment to videos.
Yeah.
But in high school, college, university, I was an English Lit graduate, but nobody really tells you or pushes you to go into cinema and encourages that, I guess.
Yeah.
It was just something I knew I was good at, you know? So I got a job working in the same flag football league that I mentioned, and they gave me an opportunity, and I ran with it, and now I'm the number one videographer in that league.
Smart man,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Two things I want to
pick up. I'm still learning, you know? I do tutorials. It was self-taught, you know?
Listen, you don't gotta go to school for it.
Get emotion out of video.
You don't got to go to school to it. You know, us in the black community, certain things we just have the touch, especially entertainment and the arts. It just comes to us. We just, you know what? That has the look it needs to have. That has the feel it needs to have. Man, that's really commendable. So now, it went from just you creating this No Regard video or film or short doc. How did you go from there to now it being premiered at Scotiabank on July 15th? How did you do that leap?
Originally, this was supposed to, because I have a clothing line too, right? That's called No Regard.
Right.
So that's another thing that we had done in about 2013, but we never took it super seriously. We had our closest friends having it. Now we have the Shopify set up, and it's done the proper way right now, right? So in the pandemic, it was really something I wanted to just edit, 15-minute short clip to just give people reason why to purchase No Regard.
Yeah.
If you know me, you're going to support me out of love because you know me.
Right.
But if you don't know me, why should you want to buy a No Regard tracksuit? Why wouldn't you buy Nike? Why wouldn't you buy Reebok? You have to have a reason to identify with people. So because I'm a videographer, I said, you know what? Let me make a little short something. But when you're a perfectionist, that turned into, okay, but what if I got some people to do interviews? What if I got the professional lighting? And then at a certain point in editing it, I think I realized, I think I have something.
You got something.
You know? Like when you send a clip to one of your friends and they tell you, like, wow, like, you're telling a story. It's not just a bunch of, like, you're speaking a story. So then I kind of realized, so in the pandemic, of course, everything was uncertain, right?
Right.
So I said, let me, you know, professionally write a nice email and reach out to the people at Scotiabank and see what they didn't answer me at first. And I have a friend, shout out Terrence, who works at the cinema, and then he plugged me with the right people. And then when finally when we got to conversating, we realized that we could do something together, you know? So they blessed me with my dream. For me as a kid growing up in Montreal, and I didn't go to school for this, it is honestly a dream come true to be able to just verbally say my first short film is going to be premiered at the Scotiabank Cinema.
Yeah.
That's, you know, it doesn't get any bigger than that. So I'm strongly humbled, and I'm just thankful to God for this. You know, it didn't start off this way, but, you know, as you keep moving and you have to audible and then you see where it's going, it's here we are. Here we are. And I'm happy and I'm blessed.
Yeah, listen, I love to hear that. What a passion story. Montreal, my city, I've been sitting down with freelance videographer and entrepreneur Lance Daniel. He has a beautiful movie coming out on July 15th at Scotiabank Theater. Black videographer. I'm going to be at the premiere. I got my tickets. I'm coming out to premiere.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Before we back out of this, I want to ask you, what are you most proud of out of the movie? Is it having it on the grand stage of Scotiabank Cinema? Is it finalizing the video? What resonates the most with you about your short film?
I think what resonates with me the most is it's every bit of my qualities into one.
Right.
I was an English lit graduate from John Abbott and Concordia. But it was, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I was just going to school because, you know, parents want you to go to school.
Yeah, that's what we do, right? That's what we do.
I never knew what I wanted to do. Yeah. But I was learning the English language. I was learning how to socialize with people. I made hip-hop and R&B music for a long time. So the soundtrack to the documentary is homegrown is my music.
Okay, that's what's right? up.
So when
that's
you're watching it, it's also a soundtrack. The day after the documentary premieres on July 16th, my song Dog Season, which features KD two times, is going to be premiering on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple, however you listen to
let
music.
Let them know, Lance.
It's music, it's English, it's video editing. My lady, my girlfriend, Stephanie Arujo, she's the graphic designer and everything behind my clothing. So we're going to have the clothing on display at the theater. So it really is everything that I've accumulated in my life, not knowing my path, just shooting it all at once and putting everything in one pot. And here we are. Listen. I think that's definitely what I'm most proud of.
You're doing it, Lance. You're doing it. I want to ask you
step
this.
By step.
What would you say was your biggest obstacle in creating this massive project? Because it started off just as you just collecting these videos, and then you came to see, oh my gosh, I have a whole short film here. What would you say was the biggest obstacle for you? Because in Montreal, we have a lot of creators, we have a lot of like-minded folk like yourself that are videographers, that are creators. And some people let the obstacles deter them from pursuing their dream, and they don't push ahead. So I just want to give you a chance to give some advice to those out there listening.
I said no regard means don't stop, never quit, stay relentless, keep pushing, keep persevering. I'm blessed to have an amazing 2-year-old son.
Yeah.
And in the pandemic, I made the choice to stay at home with him. Okay. My girlfriend was working, and, you know, with the uncertainty at the beginning of COVID, babysitters was a little bit difficult. So I stayed with him. So I think during that time, with the world being uncertain and raising, it's hard enough raising a child. Raising a child in COVID is even more hard.
Raising
a child in COVID and having a relationship is even more hard. Raising a child in COVID, having a relationship, and doing this short movie is all my energy and just staying focused on my dream and just knowing, see the end in mind. I live by that. See the end in mind. So from the beginning, see the end and just keep pushing. Don't stop. Stay relentless. That's No Regard.
So for your clothing line, No Regard, how could people purchase it? And what's next for No Regard? Are you going to drop a new line? Are the different pieces going to come out for the summertime? Give us a little insight. Give us a little secret.
Of course. It could be purchased on Shopify. We have the noregardshop.com website that's up, noregardshop.com. And you see everything there. We have we have our astrology designs, which is very different, you know, with Taurus or Capricorn.
I want to say this. People. Sorry to cut you. I want to say I saw that. I really like the color of the hoodies you chose. I like the description of the astrological signs on it because I'm a Cancer myself. Y'all doing your thing. Shout out to your girl. Y'all doing your thing.
You know, you can't expect everybody to want to buy something that has no regard written.
Yeah.
Some people will, but you have to be creative and find ways to involve everybody.
Exactly.
For 12 months in the year, right?
Yeah.
Behind a good man stands a beautiful woman. So that's definitely a loser.
Listen, you a poet too? You can't be all these things, Latch. You can't be a videographer, entrepreneur, and a poet. But I know you have the English lit background, so I know your English is beautiful.
Yeah, it's all that. It's everything mixed up into a pot. Take some big and some Pac, mix them up in a pot, sprinkle a little Big L on top. What do you got? That's an Eminem quote. Put it all in a box and just let it blow up. And I think as black people, sometimes in our community, we're, you know, be the lawyer, be the doctor. Mm-hmm. I think we sometimes neglect our natural ability, things that come second nature to us.
Yeah.
You are an amazing host of your show. I see the energy, the way, and this is the first time we've ever communicated. Ever I would be a fool to think this came overnight. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, you know, you take everything, all of your best qualities, and you put it all into one, and you keep that with an honest heart and do good by people. You know, good karma.
Tell them.
And,
you got to do good by people. Treat them the way you want to be treated.
Hey, amen to that.
Montreal, my city. I've been speaking with entrepreneur and videographer Lance Daniel. He has a great short film coming out July 15th. I'm going to put the link up there on the Detour 504 on the Facebook and on the IG. It's premiering July 15th, Scotiabank, the big screen. I'm nervous for you. I feel like I produced the movie. Like, I'm shaking. So I'm like, boy, I hope everybody claps at the end, but I know it's going to be a great thing. I can see the passion. I can see the love behind it. The brand is called No Regard.
People ask me the most, how do I feel? I don't know how people are going to react, but I know once I get there, I'm going to lose myself in the moment. I've worked so hard for it. I'm just going to take a deep breath and... Here's the product. It's my best work yet.
100%. I forgot to ask you because I know a lot of creators are going to want to know this. In totality, how long did it take you to put the whole short film together? It's the more detail, baby. Lance Daniel in the building. No regard, baby.
I'll tell you this. It took hundreds of hours, but somebody told me once the best thing you could do with a child is make a long-term project. Is it building a car? Is it a big puzzle? Something where they don't see the end at the beginning, but they know they have to work towards it. And then when it's finally done and they look at you and say, wow, we did this, it's the greatest feeling that you can get. So I associate it with building a car. How long would that? Hundreds of hours.
Tell
this
them.
Was done completely from scratch. I don't know if I can give a time, but it was done between November and July. Oh. Every day I worked on it a little bit. Every single day. No day passed without me doing something or writing notes down about how I'm going to edit something in the future every day since November.
Oh,
everyone.
I'm so impressed. As a fellow black creator in the city, I want to tip my hat off to you. Kudos to you.
Thank you very much.
On July 15th, you have the short film coming out, No Regard. I'm so excited for you. I can see the excitement on your face. Listen, you're a friend of the show now. Anytime you have a new project, some new movements going on with the line, No Regard, please come on the show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I appreciate the look, and I'm thankful that you had me on.
Listen, man, nothing but love. Lance Daniel, videographer. The movie's called No Regard. It's premiering July 15th, Scotiabank.
No Regard, the greatest recreational sports story ever told.
Yeah.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Uh-huh. You know, we close out the show. The last 2 hours have been amazing. Montreal, my city, I appreciate you. You've been locked into the Morning Detour on the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
I got some needs. I need the money, like I need to breathe. I need some honest and I need the scheme. I need the W by any means. Yada, I mean. Tell that little that I'm out of her league. Enough is enough, and I think I'm allergic to suckers. You making me sneeze. And I'm out for blood and I'm making them bleed. You try to run and I'm breaking your knee. I made them fall like I'm rigging the leads. You know I ball like I blame for the lead. I mean what I say and I say what I mean. I ain't no joke, we ain't making no memes. If I pull up on them, I'm making a scene. Then I'm making them scream. Straight from the bricks, I need a lick. I drink the body since I was a jig. Unlit, how can I miss? Came from the bottom and got me a chick. I'm a threat, I got a flex. You want the crime but don't know what it takes. I am built different, I'm not what you think. How can I lose? I go out with a bang. I hope you never say my name in vain. I'm with whatever, just not play no games. I know they say I change, I cannot say the same. I bet they want me shackled, they're locked in the chains. Like if that's just what happens with bad news. On my mama, I never been fragile. I'm the wrong with the fuck with this taboo. Turn your to R.I.P. tattoos. Still a young nigga, feel like a OG. Can't forget all the shit that they told me. Tired of thinking that they know me. You gon' turn me back into the old me. You gon' turn me back into a savage. I done did
you couldn't imagine. Leveled up and then bought me a mansion. I can never go back to where I has been.
I can never go back to the old days. No way. Back to walking to work on a cold day. Back to thinking my ex was my soulmate. Back to telling myself it'll be okay.
We'll be okay. With surviving or rhyming and OJ. Shorty paying the bills, I had no say.
I can never go back to the bottom.
To the bottom, selling drugs and for no when the cops come. Jealous and wanted to rob us.
I was just trying to give me some dollars.
A couple dollars, turn my pennies from hundreds to commas. I'm so happy them days are behind us.
I ride by different spots, I get flashbacks. I can't get on your level, I'm past that. Watch me run that shit up, I can't go back to none. Trying to get to the top of the world. My went crazy, walked in this corner and seen someone this girl. Got that spinning block, that's a little boy. We catching, we rocking this world. I let everybody have their fun with me. Never had a woman say she done with me. I was working out on the company. I keep money coming in constantly. My little brother done be having runs for cheap. Trying to get it, I've been on the run for weeks. I think none of you come for me. Both of my kids got it honestly. I'm the real deal. All the way on half step. Gotta do better than last year. That's my motto. Put a switch on the blick for the auto. Put them things on the plane like I'm Rollo. Proud to say that I finally changed up. Why the f*** they keep bragging my name up? Cause I'm popping. I can never go back to the old days. No way, back to walking to work on a cold day. Back to thinking my ex was my soulmate. Back to telling myself it'll be okay. We'll be okay. We'll survive and I'm roaming in OJ. I was paying the bills, I had no say.
I can never go back to the bottom.
To the bottom. Selling drugs, never know when the cops come. Jealous, they wanted to rob us.
Yeah! Yeah! You know I gotta end off the show with this Drake. Ratchet, happy birthday. I want to salute my man RG. All my fellow cancers around the city. We gonna go hard this month. This has been the Morning Detour. We on Friday. Yeah.
Seems like time's out of our control. It's a celebration. Oh. It's your birthday, baby. It's your birthday, yeah. Who's gonna love you on your worst day? You talk so tough. I know you're soft like buttercups. Reese's, Reese's, don't be ridiculous. Just say your piece and peace up like Ibiza. Cool your head top, you hotter than Anita. Bacon, baby, tell me where I need to be, to feel, and feel that emptiness inside you. Petty bullshit shouldn't excite you on your birthday. It's your birthday. Celebration. Tonight we celebrate. Seems like time's out of our control. It's a celebration. Still here, just ignore it. If it ain't the real thing, I don't want it. GG's, CC's all on you. It's your month and you know it, and you know it. And you know it's real, don't gotta say it for you. And you know somebody home playing for you. You say play it, they better play it. And play it for you, on time. And I miss the days that you was all mine. Haven't been official in a long time. So tell me where I need to be, to feel, and feel that emptiness inside you. Petty bullshit excite you on your birthday. It's your birthday.
CKUT 90.3 FM. Yes, y'all, this is the great Grandmaster Melly Mel.
And this is Scorpio, show no shame.
And I'm Dynamite, the hypest man in the business.
And if you got ears, listen to 90.3 CKUT.
Vaccination against COVID-19 is ongoing throughout Quebec. The combined effect of two doses ensures better efficacy of the vaccine, reducing the risk of getting and transmitting the virus. You'll also stay protected for a longer period of time. Coming to your appointment for the second dose of the vaccine is a must, whatever else is on your schedule. The second dose of vaccine is essential. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Le Festival international Nuit d'Afrique, présenté par la TD, vous invite cet été à sa 35e édition anniversaire. Soyez au rendez-vous du 6 au 18 juillet pour célébrer pendant 13 jours l'événement des musiques du monde. Cette édition innovante en salle, en plein air et en webdiffusion vous propose une fusion entre passé et présent, riche en histoire et découvertes musicales. Découvrez toutes les surprises, infos et billetteries sur festivalnuitdafrique.com.
What's the matter? Is everything all right? That's okay. I've got just the right thing for you. CKUT
90.3 FM. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Good morning and welcome.